We did automate the permit process, and that saves a lot of money and a lot of time for the customers. We figured it might have saved them a good 8 hours on the entire application process.
And this sounds, I think sometimes you hear replace paper with an electronic process, and people go, sure, but you would have to go various places, and it's right. One of those horrible things that make people hate government, and right. And all of a sudden it's nice and easy.
Exactly. Now, the second part is that we moved a satellite dish out to where the raft is put in. And that saved a ton of time on the raft, the parties getting into the water that morning, because you got 8 people who sign up in December to go rafting. Guess what? When they show up in May, how many Joes couldn't go and Steves replaced them? Well, all of that took validation and credit card payments and that kind of stuff right there at the put-in. We were trucking the information in to conduct that process on a weekly basis. Now it comes in over the satellite dish, and we're getting the people out of lines and into the water much more rapidly on an everyday basis.
Okay, you took this gorgeous spot in Idaho, and you put a big satellite dish out there?
Well, actually, they did that very nicely. They put it on a little trailer. They put it back in the woods. You don't even see it from the put-in, and it... It's just high enough to get the signal. It isn't a gigantic tower there, you know, just a little bit of a clearing where it can get it. And no, you don't even see it.
Very nice.
And we brought power out there with photovoltaic cells.
Really?
So we're doing that. And we do have some battery backup for the when it's a cloudy day.
Biggest lesson learned.
Well, there's 3 things that you really got to overcome. One is understanding what can the technology do. The second one is, okay, how can you... make your business process better, faster, cheaper, given that technology. And the third is, how do you do that and stay compliant with really important laws like the E-Records Act, the Information Security Act, the Electronic Signature Act, that kind of
thing. Very nice. I got to mention that, yes, we got you to take your name badge off, but you still have your HSPD 12 card here. Thank God for that. Congratulations. John, I want to talk to you for a second, so stand up, because you're actually from God's country, from Idaho, where real people live, not people like us. And it has to be nice. Tell us what this was like when folks come to this river, and all of a sudden you greet them with, well, what do you greet them with, a laptop or something, or an iPad, or how does that work?
No, we have people there at the launch sites, and we call them the river checkers. They meet the boaters and check them in, go through the process, welcome there. But I really want to steal the gentleman's thunder from over there where he said it was ground-based to come up from the ground. This was started by a bunch of ground-level employees in the Forest Service that saw the technology out there and wanted to apply it, make it better, and serve people to float the rivers. That it's probably once-in-a-lifetime experience to float the Middle Fork of the Salmon River or the Salmon River.
And amen for folks here in Washington saying, guess what, all knowledge isn't based here in D.C.,
and these folks supported it and made it happen because we on the ground we had a lot of obstacles.
There's actual wisdom with people on the front lines.
Wow.
We try.
Yeah.